Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning. 76 degrees.
Rapper Kanye West is reported to be saying that he's making a serious run for president.
Forbes says it conducted four rambling hours of interviews with Kanye West Tuesday, with the billionaire rapper saying he's lost faith in President Trump and he's ready to make a run for the White House himself under a banner he calls the birthday party. He says that's because when we win, it's everybody's birthday. West says he's been getting guidance from Elon Musk. And he also admits he never voted in his life, but he finally registered this past Monday. West also says he's suspicious of a coronavirus vaccine, calling it the mark of the beast. Jill Nato, Fox News.
President Trump's niece, Mary L. Trump, is publishing a book that sheds a little darkness on the Trump family. Fox's David Spunt has more.
That book is Too Much and Never Enough: How My Family Created the World's Most Dangerous Man. 200 pages that tell a story of dysfunction and the rise to power. Mary Trump spills alleged family secrets and private conversations. Without providing proof, she claims that more than 50 years ago, her uncle, who she calls Donald throughout the book, paid a friend to take his SAT test to help him get accepted at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania, writing, "That was much easier to pull off in the days before photo IDs and computerized records. Donald, who never lacked for funds, paid his buddy well." It's an accusation the White House denies.
The book is scheduled for a July 14th release.
The Wichita City Council says no to the Automobilia Moonlight Charity Car Show, which was scheduled for Saturday.
The applicant, Josh Blick, filed an appeal with the city after the community event coordinator, Dante Martin, denied the show's permit on June 24th. Mr. Martin explained that the rise in coronavirus cases was why he could not approve the event.
We're continuing to look on a two-week basis to see where we're trending. The indications were at that time that we were trending in the wrong direction and that there would be a public safety risk if we were to permit the event.
In a 4-3 vote, the council approved the denial of the application, with council members Fry, Clendenin, and Blueball voting no. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Jail Deputy Timothy Baskerville has been arrested, charged with unlawful sexual relations with an inmate. The sheriff's office says two inmates involved in the case are still in the facility. Baskerville has been with the sheriff's department for more than a year. He's currently on leave.
A Missouri man is charged in an attack on a child street performer.
Video viewed hundreds of thousands of times on Facebook appears to show Cedric Charles Moore Jr. exit a vehicle and approach a 12-year-old street performer from behind before punching the boy in the head and running off. Authorities charging Moore Monday with first-degree child endangerment and second-degree assault. Cape Girardeau police in a Facebook post saying the Friday night attack was completely unprovoked. Dance instructor Michael Curry filmed the incident and says he thought about going after the man who attacked his student, but backed off after seeing two other people in the vehicle with him. The boy suffered a concussion, but has since been released from the hospital. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A group of protesters in Oregon face a judge after allegedly getting out of hand.
Seven protesters are facing federal charges, including defacing a federal courthouse and assault against federal officers. There have been some 40 consecutive nights of protests in Portland, Oregon, and there have been plenty of problems to go along with them. Court papers say one of those charged, a 19-year-old male, used his body to hold the doors of the Hatfield Federal Courthouse in downtown Portland closed while federal officers were trying to exit to deal with demonstrators. At that point, the glass on the doors broke, and more protesters threw fireworks into the courthouse, causing a small fire. A public defender declined to comment on the case. John Saucier, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
With a clear and warm start to the morning across south central Kansas, it's going to be sunny and hot again today, getting to 95 as southeast winds increase 15 to 25 miles per hour. Thunderstorm chances will increase after about 2 or 3 in the morning, our low 71, and scattered showers and storms hang on through Thursday morning. Tomorrow's high, if we clear off, will be in the mid-90s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:34 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Broadway star Nick Cordero's widow, Amanda Kloots, opens up about her husband's death.
Nick Cordero's wife, Amanda Kloots, thanking fans in an Instagram Live for their support in the wake of her husband's death.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The Broadway star passing away from COVID-19 complications after being hospitalized for months. Kloots leading folks on a daily online sing-along, inspiring others to share videos belting out the actor's song, Live Your Life, along with the hashtag #WakeUpNick.
You guys made Nick a rock star in his last 3 months of life.
A GoFundMe page for the actor's family raising nearly $940,000. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Johnny Depp taking the stand in England.
Actor Johnny Depp is suing publishers of the Sun newspaper in the UK for calling him a wife beater in an article in 2018. Taking the stand in London today, 57-year-old Depp denied the allegations and accused Heard of abuse and bullying. 34-year-old Heard is the principal witness for the publisher, News Group Newspapers, a corporate cousin of Fox News. She alleges that during their 2-year marriage, Depp was often drunk, took drugs, and was violent and abusive. Heard accuses Depp of going on a rampage with a bottle of champagne, attacking her on his private jet, grabbing her by the throat, and taking her hostage in Australia for 3 days. This is yet another face-off between Depp and Heard in an ever more acrimonious battle ahead of a $50 million defamation case in the U.S. In London, Benjamin Hall, Fox News.
Let's check in with country music.
I'm Ann Aliopoulos. Country Music Hall of Famer Charlie Daniels passed away from a stroke at the age of 83.
When the devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son. But
Daniels was best known for his hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. He was also known to stop by Fox News from time to time over the years.
You know, when I was a kid, the work on the farm was basically all done by hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all done with machines and that sort of thing. So everybody has a little bit different view of it. And everybody came from different kinds of circumstances.
Daniels' Twitter account tweeting, in lieu of flowers, please donate to Charlie's charity, Journey Home Project, whose goal is to assist vets adjust to civilian life.
When we stood there in the silence and the parking lot was quiet, was my cover blown?
Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood changing their plans because of coronavirus concerns. The married couple was supposed to hold a Facebook concert but postponed it out of an abundance of caution. They're fine, but after possibly being exposed, they're quarantining for 2 weeks. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Let's check in with the world of gaming.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. Ubisoft, makers of the Assassin's Creed series and Watch Dogs series, as well as a long run with the Hitman series, is having an editorial change in direction. Two of their vice presidents in the editorial department are no longer with the company, both related to investigations into harassment, discrimination, and other behaviors. In an internal letter that the company later posted publicly to its website, CEO Yves Guillemot promises changes in an attempt to stop toxic behaviors, while adding more checks and balances to foster more diversity in its staff. And the hand symbol for okay isn't okay in Call of Duty Modern Warfare and the free-to-play version Warzone. Characters in the game are given the gesture to communicate with others, but maker Infinity Ward removing the emote from the game. It has been gaining ground as a symbol for white supremacists. The sign was added to the Anti-Defamation League's list of hate symbols last year. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Lin-Manuel Miranda addressing slavery criticism over his Broadway hit Hamilton.
Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda responds to accusations the musical doesn't accurately portray the horrors of slavery, calling criticisms valid. The Broadway hit, debuting in 2015, recently releasing on Disney+. Critics are calling for it to be canceled, claiming it glosses over and glorifies the lives of Alexander Hamilton and other founding fathers who owned slaves. Manuel Miranda tweeting, "The sheer tonnage of complexities and failings of these people I couldn't get or wrestled with but cut." He adds, "I took 6 years and fit as much as I could in a 2.5-hour musical. Did my best. It's all fair game." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Some big name, wealthy celebrities got loans from the Paycheck Protection Program.
Needy or greedy? Depends on how you feel about some of those who have gotten loans under the Paycheck Protection Program. The company that runs the website for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill got a loan of between $2 and $5 million. The fashion brand run by Kanye West got a loan in that $2 to $5 million range. Sister-in-law Khloe Kardashian scored a loan between $1 and $2 million. And a clothing line run by Reese Witherspoon got between $350,000 and $1 million under that same PPP fund. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Well, I hope those companies survive.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
Hope they can make it.
Yeah.
Let's check in with the celebrity.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with cast members of the new Netflix series, The Babysitter's Club. Stars Mamona Tamada and Sophie Grace spoke about how the show brings a modern-day update to the beloved books.
It's so cool to bring, like, a whole new generation to The Babysitter's Club books. Everyone involved in the show really managed to keep the timeless essence of The Babysitter's Club.
In the new TV series, Grace plays Christy Thomas, a middle schooler who starts a babysitting business with her friends in Stony Brook, Connecticut. Along with promoting friendship and female empowerment, the show also addresses heavy topics.
There's a lot of things like family issues, like Christie's family is going through a divorce and remarrying.
The new group is even more diverse, with Malia Baker's character Marianne being biracial, and Dawn, played by Sochi Gomez, is now Latina.
I hardly grew up, you know, seeing anybody who looked like me. Black girls on screen are often portrayed as the mean girls, as sassy or ratchet or ghetto, but Marianne is the complete opposite.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl.
All right, you know whose birthday it is.
Steve Lawrence.
Yeah.
That guy had great hair.
Yes, he did. Yeah, great head of hair. It's his birthday today. He's 85.
Ooh, all right.
Steve Lawrence, actor, singer. Of course, best known as he paired up with his wife. He and his wife, Edie Gourmet. Longtime staple in showbiz, Steve and Edie. They first appeared together as regulars on the Steve Allen Show on The Tonight Show in the 50s.
Yeah.
He's been on TV and something ever since, other decade since.
Wow.
She passed away a few years ago. Steve Lawrence was born Sidney Leibowitz in Brooklyn, in New York City. Drafted into the United States Army. Then became a singer. Late 50s, early 60s. He had 5 top 10 hits, including
great
this
voice.
One, which hit number 1.
He's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Hey, do you know the trivia about this song? 2 different artists took it to number 1. Steve Lawrence did, and then who was the other one?
Mm.
Donny Osmond.
Yes.
Also took this to number 1.
There you go.
Steve Lawrence, a lot of nightclub work, a lot of musical stage work. He and Edie appeared on the Carol Burnett Show quite a bit back in the day in the 1970s. Frank Sinatra repeatedly stated that the best male vocalist he had ever heard was Steve Lawrence.
Wow.
Now, Frank also said that about Tony Bennett, and he also said it about Vic Damone.
Yeah.
So he handed out the compliments.
I think he said Bucky Walters as well. So
Steve Lawrence is in the conversation anyway. The guy, he got a Tony nomination. He's won a couple of Emmys. He's won a couple of Grammys.
Wow.
Yeah, he's kind of done it all.
Nice career.
Yeah. He did. He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's a year ago, so he's battling that here towards the latter stages of life.
Wow.
God bless him. He's celebrating his birthday today. Singer, actor, Steve Lawrence is 85 today. And that's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. And if you have an appliance that needs help, you just call Terry and make an appointment. That phone number is 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up. The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
New homes on the way for Wichita's Riverside neighborhood. That's coming up. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up with a story about that and more. All on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.